The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
And we're going to the outdoors now, because I suppose over the last 12 months and through the various lockdowns, more and more people have, obviously, whether they're working from home or whatever, but become a little bit more in tune with nature and the outdoors, and indeed maybe with their own gardens. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed a huge amount of plants being bought at the minute. Now, obviously not in the lockdown, but when the garden centres were open, you'd have lots of people there. And it's something, I suppose, to take our minds off what's going on, to be able to get out into the garden and reconnect with nature. So we've a couple of guests now, but first of all, I'm joined by Rachel Doyle, who's the Executive Chair of the Arboretum Garden Centres in Carlow and Wicklow. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Damien. So lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to chat to you as well. And, you know, when I was coming in here this morning, I had to scrape the frost off the windscreen of the car, but the sun was bursting through. It was cold and chilly, but a very fresh morning. What sort of weather is it for plants?
You know what? That's the. I think that there's probably a problem in the sense that people who are not going to work maybe staying in bed a little bit later and get up and see the sun shining and don't realise that there was frost on the car. And they're planting out summer bedding. And it's a hobby horse of mine that people always plant it out too early. I will never, ever plant out my bedding plants until the last week of May, first week of June.
Okay.
And I always say that you actually garden by the weather, not by the calendar.
Okay, but so wait for another few weeks.
Wait for another few weeks. There's an exception to every rule. Like pansies and violas are as hard, tough as old boots, and they're fine. And people are buying the other bedding to put it, to do up their hanging baskets, people who have a glass house or who have a polytunnel. But even in the glass house or the polytunnel, the plants need a little bit of protection. So there's garden horticultural fleece or garden fleece. And even old newspapers are great to throw over the plants.
Well, what should the temperature be constant at? Like, I believe that tonight it's going to be -3 and probably was last night as well. So, you know, you're going to have frost around for this weekend and maybe into next week. But come the end of April, beginning of May, once the temperatures increase, what should the constant be at before you can safely plant?
It's not dropping below freezing at any stage.
Okay. Right, so
because that would be just detrimental. And sometimes, you know, the plants can get a bit of frost damage, and then they'll never give the show that they should give during the summer months.
And Rachel, have people become more interested in gardening and planting now over the last year?
Without doubt, there's a whole new cohort of gardens and gardeners out there. And I was talking to the head of horticulture in Bordia, because I'm on those boards. And I was just saying to him, we have to nurture those gardeners now, because they really have got the bug, and it's a wonderful disease to get. And when you get out, and there is nothing, Damien, and I mean nothing, that will raise people's spirits better than when you get out in the garden. Just get out and you get lost. You just get lost in time. And it's just an incredible experience to get into the gardening world. And you become sort of enthusiastic about everything. And, you know, in our arboretum in Lochinbridge, we have an inspirational garden, which I designed it for how colour affects your mood. You know, green is for growth, red is for vitality, orange is for optimism and joy, and a whole lot of other. I won't go through all the colours, but I believe and even what we wear. And I always say gardening is as fashion conscious as fashion, clothes fashion.
Oh, I know.
Plants come in and out of fashion.
Yeah, sure. Didn't the whole country go mad for fire pits last summer?
Yeah. And they are this summer as well. We have a super online shop. And I cannot believe, I think everybody is realising, you know, we have a communion or a confirmation or whatever, or a wedding, and we need to get the furniture we didn't get last year, and we need to get the fire pits. And the people who bought the fire pits are now moving on to actually water gardening is going really well, and fire pits and all of that. It's just incredible. And the other thing, houseplants, Damien, is it is our biggest growth in the last week. We were looking at the figures yesterday, and the biggest growth is house plants.
Okay.
And that's because they're so beneficial.
Now, when you say beneficial, you're going to bring me on to my next question about the therapy and the therapeutical aspect of gardening. Is there a connection there?
Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt. And I know customers, I know some of my friends who really taught me as sort of quite mad because I'm so into trees and gardening. But now they have got into gardening and they are so excited. And it lifts people's spirits, just the very same as houseplants. You know, it's guaranteed. There's research in NASA has shown that if you have houseplants in your office or in your home, in the office there's less absenteeism, and they convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. And to me, every plant I look at, I consider it an oxygen machine.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to move on to Michael Feuer now, and I'd like you to stay with me because I think you'd be interested in what Michael has to say. Are you writing a book, Rachel?
I am. Yes.
Well, Michael has written a book, so and he joins me now, and you might like to get a few tips off him.